Are you truly stepping into the role of leader in your own life the way you know you're meant to? What shifts would unlock your full potential? It's time to explore those answers with the host of Sacred Leadership, intuitive business coach, Charisse Alexander.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Sacred Leadership with Charisse. My name is Charisse Alexander, your host on Sacred Leadership with Charisse on the Inspired Choices Network. On today's episode, which is the last one of the year, we're going to do a little bit of a walk down memory lane, and not your memory lane, of course, but my memory lane. And this is all a build up and a lead up to the birth of something that I am announcing today, which is super exciting for me. But today's episode is called Returning to Me. And what returning to me is really a personal recount of 2025 and the challenges that I faced, the lessons that I learned, and ultimately what was born from the challenges. And as I often find myself saying to the people around me, when they are facing challenges and they're facing struggle and they want to run away from it, I always say, you know, the beauty doesn't actually come from avoiding that challenge, and the magic actually comes just on the other side of it. And that is ultimately what 2025 taught me. So without further delay, let us go back to the beginning of 2025. Like many of you, I imagine that you start out into the beginning of the year and you are excited. You know, the ending of the holiday seasons, the holiday season comes to a close. We bring it in with the new year and we're excited. It's a new calendar year. It's fresh. It's, you know, the opportunity to start something new. And at the beginning of this year, I felt exactly the same way. I was just fresh from a vacation and got a lot of rest and recharge, and I was looking forward to 2025 and all that it had to bring. And what I quickly found before the end of January was actually the exact opposite. There was a lot of revelations that we will say that came to the surface at that point in my personal life. And those revelations, I won't lie, they shocked me and they rocked me. And when those things happen in your world, when they're unexpected, when they come out of left field, they really shake the foundation, the things that you believed, the things that you thought about yourself, the things that you thought about other people, the things that you think about your path, the things you believe about your life, where you should be, what you should be doing, or where all those things, they all come into play and into question. And that's exactly where I found myself at the end of January. And what I decided to do at that moment was, instead of rising to the occasion in anger and frustration and all of these really heavy, dense, low vibration emotions, I took a large step back. And within that, I learned and I quickly recognized a pattern of mine. And this is something that actually happened throughout the entire year. But this was when I took this big step back. What I was able to see, what I was doing, was I was effectively cocooning, and I was beginning to heal myself internally in terms of what all these things that were rocked in these revelations that happened in the very, very early parts of the year. And within that, what I realized is that I was starting the journey to remembering myself. And at that point in time, I didn't have the vocabulary. I could have never articulated it. It's only now, after going through the storm of what was 2025, I can look back and say that it was the beginning of the journey of coming back to myself, about learning how to trust myself, about learning how to trust my intuition and the whispers from the divine, learning how to dance with the world of the physical and the practical and the world of the unseen and the spiritual. And it became this beautiful melody where I'm bobbing and literally weaving in and out of this experience between the physical world and the spiritual world. And that is where it all began. So I found myself on the couch in the dead of night, on a very, very frosty February night. I think it was like minus 35 or something ridiculous like that. And I was thinking about what was next. What did I want to do with my life, with myself? And that's often the first question that we will ask ourselves. What's next? When things get challenged, we try to start to begin to create some stability and some structure in our world. And I was no different within that. And I believe I've shared before, but if you haven't heard it before, but it was on that couch on that frosty February night where Pavitra Leadership was born. And I was laying on the couch and I was thinking about these two things that I love so much in my life. One being this spiritual journey, which somehow within me, and I mean buried deep within me, I knew that my walk in this life would be one that was spiritual. But the other piece was that I loved what I had learned and the journey that I had walked to this point around business and creation and strategy and refining systems and helping people grow. And do I have to pick? That was the question. And it was almost like the answer that came to me was, why do you think you have to pick? And so I remember laying there on that couch and thinking, you're right. I don't need to pick. I can have both. But how? This is literally the question that this is the conversation I'm having with myself or guides at this particular point. And it came to me in that moment that how do we bring leadership and the sacredness of that together? And the question I then posed was, well, do I want to call it sacred? Do I want to make it so obvious? And, long story short, I ended up, the idea that had come to me was, well, how about looking up the word sacred in Sanskrit? And so I did, and I Googled it, and the word that came up was Pavitra, which means sacred in Sanskrit. And that is the night that Pavitra Leadership was born. So with that, I quickly, and it was funny because I remember I was laying there on the couch and I'm like making all these notes to myself and because I didn't want to forget anything. And what I recognized at that moment is I was receiving divine intelligence. I was getting a divine download. And if you've ever had one of these, you got to catch them when you get them, because it's almost like as quickly as the idea is there, it could easily be gone. So there I am at like 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm taking all these notes. I'm, Googling. And the first thing I did the next morning was I went online and I bought the domain. And I was like, I don't know what I'm doing with this thing, but I'm going to go buy it. And this is going to be something. I don't know what it's going to be yet, but it's going to be something. And I kid you not, I put a pin in it. And I did not worry about the details. I'm like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do with this. All that I know is that I had this idea and it feels really good and really juicy. And I'm not going to worry about the details right now. What I am going to do is I'm going to lock it in and I'm going to come back to it later. So that's what I did. I literally put a pin in it. We then move into March. And at this point, I had decided that I was going to pivot within the podcast from your collective and being strictly audio to Sacred Leadership with Charisse and introducing more elements. So different types of guests, video became a thing, moving to, the Inspired Choices Network. All of these things were very, very intentional, because the other part that I became very, very aware about is that from the start of my podcast to that point in time, I knew I was being called to step up and speak out more. And my coach and I laugh frequently, because before we started this podcast, I was like, I don't want to do this. I'm scared. What if I don't have anything to say? What if people don't listen? What if all the what ifs? All of the negative self-talk was flipping around in my mind, and she would not let me not do it. She literally pushed me off that cliff, and here we are today with the podcast. But at that point in time, I just leaned hard into it. I was probably interviewing two or three people a day and just loving every single second of it, because I was getting to have fascinating conversations with people who were really into spirituality. And in addition to that, we're showing how you can absolutely utilize the tools, the resources, the principles, the philosophies in your day-to-day life. So it was almost like an awareness, an awakening of like, oh my gosh, there are more people out there that are just like me. And so it was one of those things that validated for me that I was absolutely on the right path of like really leaning into the podcast. Now, I don't want this to seem like you know, there's this personal thing that comes up and I just parked it. The one thing that I recognize this year is like there's all kinds of dances that we're doing in life. We're doing, you know, dance with the practical and the physical or in the spiritual world. We're doing dances with our personal lives and our work lives and our personal development and our spiritual development. And it's all of this bobbing. I don't want to say bobbing and weaving because that almost, but I when I envision in my head, it's like literally this dance that we are all doing every day that we are blessed enough to walk this journey. And once I had really found myself in the podcast and really had decided and committed to going this road, I also found at this time and in parallel, I was still managing and navigating, you know, some of the things that had come up in my personal life and in my personal relationships. And the next revelation that I had is that I decided I was going to allow my logical, very cerebral mind to take a back seat for a moment. Because up until this point in time, a lot of what I was doing was looking in the physical world and expecting things to always make sense. And so for the first time, I remember the day and I was just like, you know what? I've got to do this differently. Like I have to show up differently. There's something different I got to do so that this doesn't feel so heavy all the time. And that decision was I was going to be led intuitively. And for those of you who are either not quite there or trying to figure out how to do this, it's terrifying. I'm not going to gloss it up any other way for you. And what I mean when I say it's terrifying, not like it's scary in the sense of some way and somehow along the line, we start to lose this thing called trust within ourselves. And so here I was, after having this personal upheaval in my life and making these decisions about what's next in my other projects and things like that. And I just decide that's it. I'm going to start leaning on my intuitive self and let's just see what happens because, you know, maybe magic will happen if I do that. And the first time that I, not the first time, but the time that I can remember that I want to share with you is I was having a conversation with somebody and they said something to me. And I sat there for a moment. I accepted what they said in that moment. And then I went away and I thought about it. And I, for the first time, I was like, I stopped with myself and I was like, how does that feel in my body? And I gave it a moment. And in that moment, there was like this heaviness in my chest. And I went back to the person. And I said, listen, I'm doing something really different this year. I'm really allowing my body and my intuition to tell me if what I'm receiving is truth or if what I'm receiving is fiction. And I said, and what you just said doesn't feel like truth. And I held space. And some of you might be like, what do you mean you held space? No, I held space. I was basically saying to this person, I wasn't attacking them. I was just saying, listen, I heard what you said. I asked myself, my intuition and my body, is there truth in this? My body told me no, and I'm coming back to tell you that. So what would you like to say? And I just held space and I was quiet within that. And in the silence, the truth of that statement was revealed. And I don't think that that person has any idea how valuable that gift in that moment was, because it was like one of the first memorable times that I can recall where I stopped and I actually challenged someone in such a different way. Like not, I don't think you're right, or I don't think you're speaking the truth, or nothing about thinking, speaking very clearly about I asked my intuition, I checked in with my body, and these are the things that are telling me that this is not true. Pausing and giving space for the truth to reveal itself. And within that, the gift of learning how to trust myself is what really, really emerged. This is where I really started to have a very different appreciation for my body. And yes, I've talked about somatic practices before, but this is where I realized, like, when I feel these things in my body, that is my body, my intuition, my soul, my spirit, the divine, whatever you want to call it, speaking to me in ways that words sometimes just can't do. So we will continue on with my journey through 2025. We are about to take our first break. We will be right back.
Leadership isn't reserved for CEOs or world leaders. It's something each of us is called to embody in our own lives. But how do you awaken that inner leader with clarity and confidence? On Sacred Leadership with intuitive business coach Charisse Alexander, you'll discover powerful tools and spiritual insights to align your words, actions, and outcomes. Tune in every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, and 8 Pacific, right here on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Sacred Leadership with Charisse Alexander. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to charisse@pavitraleadership.com. Now back to the program.
Welcome back to Sacred Leadership with Charisse on the Inspired Choices Network. Of course, my name is Charisse Alexander, your host here today, where we are covering my journey through 2025. And today's episode is called Returning to Me. And in the first segment of today's show, I've been sharing some of the challenges in a little bit more detail and the journey that I've walked on this year to really begin to settle into myself. And I say settle, but the truth is we're always growing, we're always changing, and we're always evolving. And it is generally speaking, just on the other side of those challenges that we really begin to see the new version of ourselves that we are stepping into. So in the first segment, I've shared a little bit about Q1 this year. And the last thing that I'd said before we went to break was talking about how I learned how to trust the messages of my body, and how I was asking someone, I was having a conversation with someone, it was a emotionally charged conversation, and they had shared something with me, and I had accepted it in the moment. And when I went away to reflect on what was shared with me, I just took a moment to settle into self and say, what does this feel like within me? And what I couldn't deny was just this real heaviness in my chest. And so I went back to them and I said, listen, that doesn't feel like truth. Maybe it's a partial truth, but I was able to hold space in that moment for that person to also make a choice and also show up differently. And in my softening and being very honest and very vulnerable and authentic about my choice to do this in a very different way, not logically, but intuitively, they also softened and they were able to speak their truth in the moment. So I, in that moment, came away with so much gratitude for the fact that I was proud of myself for showing up differently, and in turn, ultimately proud of the other person. And then the other thing that really emerged throughout the year, both personally and professionally, but more evident personally, were the patterns. And, you know, we talk about these cycles and these loops that we get into in our head, but I invite you in your own reflection of your year to take a step back and think about the events that happened. And can you begin to see the patterns of your own behavior and the people that you are in close connection with and their patterns and how they show up? And that is what emerged throughout the year. There were probably three incidences where the same pattern was on loop, the exact same pattern, just over and over and over again. And I started to recognize that within myself, okay, what's my pattern? I get scared and I need to do something. I need to take that energy because I'm not somebody who gets explosively emotional. I'm somebody who really likes to internalize my feelings. And that doesn't mean I don't feel them. It means that I know I have powerful energy, so I'm very careful with what I do with that energy. But in that desire to do something, right, my own pattern is I like to hide. I like to run. It's like my instinct. I withdraw from a situation. Some people call that a survival mechanism, and it absolutely can. I call it recalibration. It is me saying, okay, I need a moment to center and ground myself so that I can respond versus reacting. But I could see that I was allowing the pattern, my own pattern, to show up in a way that wasn't necessarily healthy for me, nor the people that I'm in relationship with. And so I, again, really ask you that if you are in a place in your life where you're really questioning, you know, maybe your choices, the direction you're going in, how you're showing up in your own life, just pause now in these quiet moments at the end of this year and take a reflection and observe without the emotion. Try and detach yourself from the emotion and try and witness your own patterns and make a choice on how you want to begin to show up moving forward into 2026. So this point that once I recognized these patterns that I was still showing up with, this is where the real magic of transformation began to happen for me in my world. For anybody who knows me intimately, then you know that I've taken a few travels this year. And every single one of them served a very, very different purpose. But the most pivotal trip that I went on, and sorry, it wasn't even just trips. There were many mentors and teachers who also came into my experience this year. And, you know, the timing of it, you know, there's the saying of when the student is ready, the teacher appears. And I could not agree more. There were three or four mentors and teachers that showed up just when I needed them to teach me very different things. One of them taught me all about energy work and really diving into it. And I'm not talking just about Reiki. I'm talking about the energy and the energetics of the unseen world, the world that is existing, that we know is there because we've all experienced when we walk into a room and you can feel when the energy is off, but we don't talk about it. And that's actually part of the reason for this podcast. Let's talk about it. If for something like energy that is so powerful, why are we not talking about it? It can shape so many different things. So that was one of the things that I dove into deeper this year was the energetics. Another thing that I dove into a little bit deeper this year was also around energy, but maybe more now. Some people might question the science of it, but I'm not going to. But the we'll talk about, you know, the planets and their positions and when they're moving into their different cycles and going retrograde and all these other kinds of things. And people will often say to me, oh, do you really believe in that astrology business? And I'll say, you know what? I think that it's very practical and very reasonable to believe that if the moon and the sun can have so much impact on our life here on the earth, then why can't the other planets in the solar system? So I dove more into that and looking at things like birth charts and what does that mean for me and where I am in my journey and how my personality shows up and all of these other kinds of things. And then I really started to dive deep into some of the sacred geometry of the spiritual world. And for those of you who are a little bit more or a little further on your journey, you will know what I'm talking about when I talk about sacred geometry. But from a scientific standpoint, I'm talking about when we recognize that in nature, there's this geometry that shows up in all of the things that are around us. There is a science to everything that is around us. In fact, this morning I was saying to my daughter, she was lamenting to me about how challenging she finds spirituality because it's not linear. And I say it all the time, spirituality is not linear. So if you try to make sense of it with the logical brain, you're gonna hurt yourself, your brain. And so I said, maybe you can start dabbling in the areas that work for a more data analytical mind. And so I said, if you can make sense of it, there's always quantum physics, which mirrors very closely with spirituality in a lot of ways. But the thing that the point of why I bring up all of these tools and these teachers that made their way into my life, the timing of it couldn't have been any better. And even now, as I'm coming to the close of this year and I look back, I can see very, very clearly that the first third of this year was the trauma and the drama, so to speak, right? The things that really challenged me, the things that really broke me down, the things where I wouldn't call it a dark night of the soul because it didn't feel like that, but they really, really challenged what my beliefs were and kind of stripped it all away and forced me to make a choice. And the choice was choosing myself. Now, when I say that, that doesn't mean that I torched things to the ground. That doesn't mean that I ran away. That doesn't mean that I ended things. It means that for the first time in what I feel was a very, very long time, I was making choices for myself that were about what makes me feel good. What resonates with me right now? What is my spirit calling me to do? So again, the first third of the year was about all of this challenge that was like stripping away all of these stories and all the things that I was telling myself. And then the second third of this year was very much about the tools and the resources and the learning and the leaning in and the I was like a sponge. I couldn't read enough. I couldn't dive in enough. It was never enough. And it was sometimes, I won't lie to you, it sometimes got to the point where I was just like, oh my gosh, I'm exhausted. I'm living life and I'm doing this spirituality thing at the same time. And it's just, it can be a lot. So, it reminded me as well, there would be days where I'm just like, I'm not going to do a single thing for spirituality today. I am just going to lay like broccoli and do nothing. But again, I can see how my spiritual team, and I'm talking about in the unseen world, they were prepping me. And as I look at it now, I can very clearly see how this year has played out. And there was this day that I was doing this meditation because in a previous version of myself, I was definitely somebody who needed to know it all or felt like I needed to have all the answers. And if I didn't have all the answers, it was like really, really beyond frustrating. And I remember that when I was in this meditation, it was like, because I'd be like this person who would be like, there'd be this sliver of information and I would go like on this total wild goose chase, exhausting me, exhausting the people around me. It was just so energetically draining. But what happened in the second half of the year, it's like I was sitting there after a meditation. I was probably in meditation and it was like this image came to me. And what it was like this puzzle. And it was my life. And I could see all these different puzzle pieces. There was the half of the board that was like fully lit. And all these pieces of the puzzle that were most of the pieces of the puzzle of the lit side were there. There were still some blanks, but I could very clearly see it and I could understand it for the most part. Then there was the half of the board that was dark and I could not see. And what I could see was like one or two rows where it was like you could for sure see the next row, but you couldn't really see beyond that. And it was like, the message was like, you're never going to get the full picture. You're never going to, as much as you want to have all the information and know everything and think that you have all the answers, you're never going to get all of the answers, at least not in the way that you think you will, not in the moment that you think that you need it. And what that helped me to do was it was almost like a release because now it allowed me to really try. I say try because it's not perfection. There are still days when I want to know, but it really allowed me to surrender. This is where I really, really learned how to surrender because it's like once you get a message or an image that's like, you can do all of this puzzle hunting that you want to do. It was almost like that's not what your experience is meant to be in this life. Your experience, it's the journey is about not knowing, about not having the answer, and about learning how to trust that unseen thing. And so now what ended up happening is I was able to create peace when I stopped trying to solve my life. And so now when I begin the day, the question that I always ask at the beginning of the day in my meditation is, what is it that I need to know today? And with that, we are going to go to our second break. And when we return, I will continue the journey of 2025 and returning to me. We'll be right back.
Leadership isn't reserved for CEOs or world leaders. It's something each of us is called to embody in our own lives. But how do you awaken that inner leader with clarity and confidence? On Sacred Leadership with intuitive business coach Charisse Alexander, you'll discover powerful tools and spiritual insights to align your words, actions, and outcomes. Tune in every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, and 8 Pacific, right here on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is Sacred Leadership with Charisse Alexander. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Charisse@PavitraLeadership.com. Now back to the program.
Welcome back to Sacred Leadership with Charisse on the Inspired Choices Network. My name is Charisse Alexander, your host here on Sacred Leadership with Charisse. On today's episode, I've been recounting 2025 and the challenges and the joyous moments as well that helped me begin to return to myself. In the first and second segments of today's show, I began by talking about what those challenges, not the details of the challenges, but basically that they were challenges that really stripped away all of the things that I believed to be true. And there is a gift in that. Even when it's painful, there is certainly a gift in that. In the second third of this year is where I feel like I started to really come back, or not come back fully into myself, but begin to come back into myself. This is where I started choosing myself and what I desired and what was important to me, and really beginning to show up as a sovereign leader in my own life. And this was like a very active and a very conscious choice. And this was not done with the intention of hurting anybody or isolating anyone, but it was really around learning how to unapologetically be me. And I think when we ultimately begin to show up as ourselves and unapologetically become ourselves, then we are also in turn saying to other people, be yourself. And that is the gift that we give each other. When we can show up fully vulnerable, not fully vulnerable, that's scary, but when we can show up vulnerable to a certain degree and authentic, then we ultimately are saying to other people, please show up authentic as well. And where I am now is I'm at the point where I'm reflecting and I'm looking at the year and I'm saying, what did that year really do for me? What was it that I got from the year? And the first thing that I got from the year, the gift of 2025, was a real solid sense of gratitude for all the things that are easy to have gratitude for, such as joyous experiences and love and happiness and when things go amazing and feel juicy. But also learning how to find gratitude for the things that really sucked, quite honestly, and wouldn't really want to go through again. But at the end of the day, I understand very clearly that it's life And I was able to, I remember saying to one of my coaches, I'm like, you know what happens? I'm like, every time I go through a rough point, I'm like, I come out on the other end and things are just so amazing because there's all this energy that is generated from this challenge that I inevitably almost find myself like taking that energy and really legitimately making lemonades out of lemon or lemonade out of lemons. And so that was another thing that I was able to do, was to learn how to take those challenging moments and recognize that this too shall pass. And at this moment in time, what can I do with this energy? What can I create with the divine using this experience that maybe doesn't feel so good? And that's how I learned to maybe find some gratitude for the experiences that weren't so pleasurable. The other thing that I learned, and I said this earlier before, was how to begin to dance between the two worlds, the world of the physical and the practical and the world of the spiritual and the unseen. And it has been, it's now one of these things that is just so, such an, it's such a strong part. Like I couldn't even separate it even if I wanted to. Anybody who knows me, my nephews, they make fun of me all the time. And I'm just like, whatever. It is what it is. I can't even hide it anymore. It's like not even a secret that the spiritual piece of me is such a strong part of who I am. And it comes into almost every single thing that I do. And so when I talk about the dance that needs to happen between the spiritual world and the physical world, what I'm talking about is learning how to take logic and also then apply the intuition piece. And so an example of what I'm talking about, it's like somebody might bring an idea to me on something that they want to do. And I'm talking in the work world, and I'll hear them, I'll engage with them, and we'll have a dialogue about it. I'll ask all of my practical, logical questions. And then when they've said their piece, I will always take that information, and now I'm going to sit and reflect on it within myself. And I'm going to, you know, if it's really, really important, then I'm going to really take some time and think on it. And that was the other thing that I learned this year, is like, I don't have to really rush any decision. I don't feel anymore like I often find myself saying, I'm going to put a pin in this until I'm going to pick it up. And I know myself well enough to know that I'm not somebody who avoids things indefinitely. Like I will come back to it, but I've learned that I don't need to have all of the information at this point in time. And sometimes that is how this journey goes. You have to wait for things to evolve, for situations to reveal themselves. And sometimes when more information comes available, then it's so much easier to make a decision. So that's what I mean when I talk about like learning how to dance between these two worlds. I used to be this person that was like, no, I need the information now. I got to know now. And just this constant masculine energy. And I don't say that men to be offensive. I say it because we need masculine energy. Masculine energy is about doing. It's about action. But I really began to learn how to sit into my divine feminine energy, which is very much about flow and letting things just unfold. And when there's enough information, then we employ the divine masculine energy and we do something with it. So that was another thing. That's what I mean when I say learning how to really dance between these two worlds. The other juicy lesson was recognizing, and I mean really, really recognizing, that sacred leadership, the first step, in my opinion, is you got to be willing to face yourself. You got to be willing to like peel back the layers and get down to the parts that like make us human, the parts that we're not proud of. And I know you're going to hear me say it because it's a message. It is a message. It is saying that if you are being called to lead in your life as a, you know, a sovereign leader over yourself, or even if you are a leader of authority over other people, it is even more important. But you have to be able to see your shadow. You got to be able to see where your weak spots are. What are your blind spots? And until you're ready to do that, it is very, very, very tricky to really step into what it means to be a sacred leader. And a sacred leader is somebody who is living their truth in alignment with what their soul's purpose is. That is really what it means. We all came here with a purpose. We all came here with some job, some mission that we felt like we needed to complete. And it's not about right or wrong. It's about living within alignment of what you are supposed to be doing in this life. And I don't say supposed to in the human context. I mean it in the soul context. So that was the other learning that I had this year, which was around the understanding that for you to really be able to step into that in a very authentic way, you got to be willing to face yourself and begin to heal those parts of ourselves. Because when we are in authority, not only over ourselves, but over other people, with leadership and authority becomes, it's a responsibility. And I was watching this, you know, so a few series of Netflix episodes, and that's really when it was hammering home. I was watching this one, and it was talking about, I'm sure you all remember, I just have to tell this really quick story just to refresh your memory. But a few years ago, when that submersible had imploded in the Atlantic just off the shore of Nova Scotia, I believe, and they were doing a documentary on this, on the owner, the CEO, and the founder of that particular business, and he had a really brilliant idea. He really did. Like, it was going to be industry changing for what he was doing, you know, taking consumers into the ocean to go see the Titanic in this tiny submersible. So brilliant idea the way he was doing it. He was using carbon fiber, and it was going to revolutionize the accessibility of people being able to do this. The problem is that there was a problem with the prototype, and he wasn't willing to hear the feedback that people were giving him. And as I'm watching this, I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, wow, this guy's got some wounds. Like, they're so obvious. Like, he doesn't want to hear any feedback at all that is contrary to this really great idea that he's having. And I bet, and you know, people just kept saying, like, hey, you know, you've got a really great idea here, but we gotta get this thing tested. We gotta make sure that it's safe. And sure enough, you know, a few years into this thing, we all know what happens. There's this tragic accident where 5 people, including him, pass away. And so my takeaway from it was, like, this is an example of a leader who was in a position of authority. And if he had done the healing that needed to be done in that moment, then he wouldn't have been so offended by people challenging his ideas and saying, hey, did you look at it this way? Did you think about maybe doing it this way? Like, maybe we can make some changes. It was almost like he was threatened or felt like people were, I don't know, saying that he wasn't good enough. That's a story that we often hear, and wasn't able to move beyond that to, you know, really see his vision through. So that's when it really hit me that, like, we have to be willing to heal these parts of ourselves when we are in positions of leadership and authority, not even over just self, but over other people. And then, of course, one of the last things is that we're always learning, every single one of us, every single day. And this was something I'd said to somebody in the last day or so, and I was encouraging them or inviting them to have grace for the people that we are walking with, for the people that we are in partnership with, and understanding that every moment of every single day that each and every one of us are blessed enough to be here, we are all learning. I am learning. You are learning. The people I'm around are learning. And so the grace is to have forgiveness when they don't get it perfectly right, because here's the secret. There is no perfection. There is just learning, and we're all trying to figure it out together. So that is why I am so beyond grateful for 2025. It gave me a lot of juicy lessons about myself, about the leader that I want to be. And ultimately, it gave me one of the greatest gifts it gave me, two great gifts it gave me this year. Number one was returning to myself and having this new sense of, well, love for myself, confidence within myself, and a real solid knowing that no matter what comes at me, no matter what life throws at me, I will absolutely have the tools, the resources, the people, the physical human life team, the spiritual world team. They're all here, and they're all going to walk with me and support me on this beautiful journey. And the second thing was Pavitra leadership, which we are going to talk about after the break. We will be right back.
Leadership isn't reserved for CEOs or world leaders. It's something each of us is called to embody in our own lives. But how do you awaken that inner leader with clarity and confidence? On Sacred Leadership with intuitive business coach Charisse Alexander, you'll discover powerful tools and spiritual insights to align your words, actions, and outcomes. Tune in every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, and 8 Pacific, right here on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. This is Sacred Leadership with Charisse Alexander. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Charisse@PavitraLeadership.com. Now back to the program.
Welcome back to Sacred Leadership with Charisse on the Inspired Choices Network, where today I have been recounting my journey of returning to me, myself. And in the first segment, I'm just going to give a really quick recap before we wrap this all up together for you with a nice tidy bow. But what I had realized is that the first third of this year was kind of like me going through my own personal, really it was a personal storm, but my own personal kind of storm that really broke things down and stripped things away and allowed truth to be revealed to me. And it was foundation shaking, but at the same time, I'm equally grateful for it. The second third of the year is where I feel like I got all my teachers and I learned so much, the resources, the people came in, like this tribe, like really circled around me and like gave me all of the things that I felt like I needed in order to come into this final third of the year. And that is where we are now as we round out 2025. But as I'd said earlier in today's episode, Pavitra Leadership, at the beginning of this year, it was just a word. It was just a name and, a domain name at that. But what I decided to do was I decided to build a program and build a framework that people could begin to use for themselves personally and professionally to start bringing these things together and not just, you know, coming here week on week and telling you about what's going on in my world, but giving you real relatable examples of like the dance that I'm talking about between the physical and the spiritual world and what am I using in order to do that. So Pavitra Leadership will be launched on January 1st. And now that I've given you all of this background of how it was born, you're probably wondering, well, what the heck is Pavitra Leadership? Well, remember those tools that I told you about that I learned. I didn't just learn the tools this year. It's almost like I've been picking up the tools over the years. And to this year, they kind of came together where I was like, oh, okay, this makes sense now. But that's where it is at this point in time. Pavitra Leadership was created with the idea of helping each and every one of us, or each and every one of you, and myself included, to begin to make it a little easier to begin to find the leader that exists within every one of us. And with Pavitra Leadership, there's two paths that you can take with it. As I said, I believe firmly that in order to be a strong, effective leader of an organization where you're an authority over other people, you must begin to work with yourself first and face your shadow side, the dark side of you. We have it in all of us. That's not a judgment, but begin to like heal those parts of you that remain unhealed so that you can effectively go on to create leaders in other people. So with that, the personal side of things, there's a few things that we do on that side. There's, of course, your personal readings where we tune in to you either energetically or use tools such as dowsing rods, pendulums, pendulum boards, tarot cards, oracle cards, like whatever is being called at that particular point in time. And the point of that is to like get a lay of the land, like what's going on. And remember, I said one of the questions I asked was, What is it that I need to know at this time? So that's often a question I will ask, is what is it that this person needs to know at this time? And whatever comes through is what comes through. So that's maybe part that is a little different, is that I'm approaching this with how do we blend the two worlds together. So we can start first with looking at it from an energetic or spiritual side of things. And then it begins to show where maybe there might be some healing that's required if you're not fully cognizant of where you need that in your life. And we can look at things such as traditional coaching and working on healing those wounds and rewriting the stories that are, you know, on loop and on autoplay in your mind. And how do we begin to tell ourselves new stories? And then the third piece of that is the energetic piece. And this one was like, this one, is, I think, has far more impact than people even can begin to realize that. You know, as much as you can have a high vibration, you can also have a low vibration. And energy is like one of those things, right? When we're coming into contact with people on a day-to-day basis, there's an exchange. In other words, what I mean is like, I'm giving you some of my energy and you're giving me some of your energy. And at the end of the day, is that energy good for me or is that energy not so good for me? So some of the energetic work that we dive into is, does some of that need to be released? Does some of that need to be cleansed and cleared? Are there things at play here that this person might not be fully aware of? So the three buckets that exist on both the personal and the business side is, number one, using some of the more spiritual or divination tools, we call them. The second piece is more around the coaching and try to heal some of these stories that might be at play. And then the third piece of that, of course, is the energetics that might be at work that you're not even aware of. So that's on the personal side. Now, once you have finished the personal piece, if you're a business owner or an executive or a founder or a leader or whatever the case may be, this is where we can dovetail into the work side of things. And we basically take exactly what we talked about on the personal side and we expand it on the business side. So we look at blocks in businesses. What are some of the challenges? What are some of the shifts that need to happen? And again, using the same divination tools to highlight what some of the challenges might be, where there's strengths and where there are things that we might have to work on. In addition to that, we'll look at the energetics of the business, the energetics of the people, and raise the vibration ultimately of the organization, because you can't, as much coaching as you want to do, if we don't raise the vibration of the environment as a whole, then it's really, honestly, it's not going to stick. So that's why we look at the energetics around the business itself. And then, of course, if you as an individual founder or entrepreneur are wanting some assistance and guidance with how you can start to do this dance between the practical world and the spiritual world, this is where executive one-on-one coaching comes in. Or if you need something that's a little more transformative, we can look at expanding that amongst the team. So this is what Pavitra Leadership is about. It is, how do we teach people, or how do we help people find? It's not about teaching. It's about helping you remember to find the leader that exists within every single one of you. So my invitation to you is, for the month of January, I will be opening it up to 5 lucky people to do a 3-session mini coaching package with me. And you can utilize any of the services that I've explained here in any combination. And I should go on to say that it is going to be different for everyone. It is not a one size fits all. So that is all to say, welcome to almost 2026. This journey this year has been such a fun ride. I've enjoyed pretty well every single moment of it. And even though it had many, many challenges along the way, I tell you, now that we are at the end of it, I feel so grateful with what I've learned, with what I've experienced, and the gifts that I have received from going through the challenges. So for those of you who might be interested, if you're not sure and you have questions, please reach out to me, Sherisse@pavitraleadership.com, Sherisse at pavitraleadership.com. So until next time, folks, happy, happy, happy new year. And we will see you in 2026.
Thank you for listening to the Sacred Leadership Show. Charisse returns Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, and 8 Pacific on the InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, continue taking small steps today to be a leader in your life for the collective.